Everyone, welcome our new sponsor, Diet Smoke.
Diet Smoke is the premier source for legal THC and mushroom products.
The team at Diet Smoke sent us gummies to enjoy while we whore and chill. My favorite are the grape sleep gummies.
And mine are the cherry lime gummies. With a wide range of strengths and doses, Diet Smoke promises to find the perfect product for you.
Whether you want something strong to unwind, a boost of energy to keep you going, or a lighter option for a mellow high, Diet Smoke has you covered.
They understand everyone is different, which is why they're dedicated to helping you find the perfect product. Their customer service team will be by your side helping you along the way.
Diet Smoke has cannabis gummies, shots, and vapes, each one made to deliver the best balance of flavor and effect.
So don't settle for less and join the Diet Smoke community and discover the buzz for you. Visit dietsmoke.com today and use code DFWTO for 50% off any item and enjoy your journey to cannabis bliss.
Diet Smoke, your partner in finding the perfect THC and mushroom products. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hey guys, it's Casper
and Becky
from the DFWTO podcast. If you've been a longtime listener, you know how much mental health means to us.
Mental health actually plays a role in many horror films, especially the final girl subgenre. Whether it's Nancy facing her nightmares and defeating Freddy, or Sydney taking out Ghostface to overcome the trauma of and avenge her mother's death. Not only are horror movies a huge comfort to Casper and I, so is putting our mental health first. And if you agree and you're searching for professional services, let BetterHelp be your guide.
BetterHelp will connect you with a licensed therapist who can help you start your journey of self-awareness and discovery. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be flexible and convenient for any type of schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get yourself matched up with a licensed therapist, and you can also switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Just like the final girls that triumph over evil, triumph over your trauma with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/DFWTO and save 10% off your first month when you sign up today. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DFWTO.
And remember, guys,
Don't
don't fuck
fuck
with
with
the
the
original.
original. Now let's get into the episode.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the DFWTO podcast. I'm your host, Casper.
And I am your other host, Becky Gremlin.
Here to bring you all things spooky on Wednesdays because
Wednesdays are for podcasts.
now you guys are gonna have to be gentle with us. We are very tired.
Please, please.
From the hell of a high-ass mountain fucking weekend that we just had.
Yes.
That we are gonna talk to you guys
And now
about
we are
tonight.
at the bottom of the mountain on the jagged rocks below.
I'm actually where the water comes in at this point. Like, you know, where the water splashes
Oh,
over
yeah,
and I'm
that's
like
right.
trying to breathe.
The tide's coming in.
Was 3 days of nonstop craziness, and then Monday I was still on a high. Yesterday I hit my lowest low, and then today I'm just exhausted. So,
Yeah, today I'm tired.
con depression is actually a real thing.
I didn't get it. You got
I
it.
got it bad.
I didn't get it. Mine.
Reality hit a little too hard.
It was just a whole bunch hit all at one time. But yeah, it was a no, it was I don't want to say I know it hit you harder, but it definitely hit me because it was just a really awesome weekend and it was a special weekend and it was like both personally and professionally, and there were like just so many things, and not just the networking part of it. You know, obviously we were there. I just kept reminding myself, like, we are invited guests of Horror Hound, like we have press, like we're press passes, we're press, we're here. This is awesome. But also like just the experiences were really and then, like, after all that, it was like all this other stuff that hit later that was not expected. That just ultimately brought me to the realization that this is really insane that this is where we are with this podcast and just with everything and just everything.
What's wild too is that we actually, this Horror Hound marks our 10 years that we've met. We met 10 years ago at Horror Hound, and we've been doing the podcast for 5 years now, which is actually insane. But if you would have told me this is what we would be doing now, back when we first started this, I would have laughed in your face. Like, this is actually like huge, 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 huge shout out to Zoe, the director of one of the directors of Horror Hound, who put this together for all of the press people, gave us passes, let us talk to the filmmakers, let us come into the convention all weekend and just,
Yeah, Zoe Judd is amazing.
yeah, Zoe really. And she's been doing this because she really wants to promote the film festival, and the film festival is getting bigger, and I love that. And I love that so much because we are all craving indie horror, and that's exactly what Horror Hound is trying to promote.
And the film festival is what getting to be a part of it is what brought me back to Horror Hound and what brought my love for coming back. Because that's like my main focus. Like, I want to be there. I want to meet these filmmakers. I want to see your films.
Promote
I
them.
want to promote them. I want to help as much as I can. I love seeing people live their dream, man. You know, like I'm living we're living our dreams doing this podcast. It fueled me to get my short film off the ground, like, and make my hard work, my dream come true. Like, seeing people's hard work come to fruition, and not only that, have people reciprocate it, just like, not only was that amazing to watch, it was also something that I was like, that would just be awesome to know how that feels. Like, or in even also, my husband made me tear up when he said this, is like that I'm loving that a lot of the films too, this happened last year and it happened again this year, that there were films that, and I think this is another thing that horror fans are craving, are films that have a deeper meaning, that are dealing with trauma and grief and putting that horror spin on it. So it still has that suspense or gore or whatever that you have with horror, but that meaning behind it that is it's reflective in the story, it's pertinent to the story, and people need it. And it actually makes you more engaged with the horror part of the film because it's all encompassed.
Two of the big movies that we saw this weekend, I literally sobbed at both of them. And I
Yeah.
was like, so
And we're going to get into talking about those for
I'm
sure.
guessing I'm going to have to start bringing tissues to
Yeah.
Horror Hound Film Fest now because we're but I told one of the directors this when I got a chance to talk to him. I said, I love that this is the direction that a lot of horror is going
I
in
agree. Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
because don't get me wrong, I love gore. I love throwing on a good slasher in the background. I love comedies because horror comedies can be so campy and I love that. But I'm like, psychological has always been my favorite and it will always be my favorite. And when you do it in such a way where I can resonate with it or it helps me heal part of something that I didn't even realize that I was needing to heal or whatever, and these movies are actually helping me through that. Like, I love so much that horror people, like people in horror, are doing that as a thing now. And that's, I said Halloween 3 was a great example. People were expecting a slasher movie and they got a PTSD movie. Like, it was just, I just love that that's the
And
direction that we're going
I got to
into.
sit in the panel. I got to sit in on the last panel on the last day of Halloween Ends. Never sat in on a panel before, which is kind of cool.
The panels
And
are actually really cool when you can get in on them.
that was neat to hear how many, it was really cool to be in a room full of people that got the message that Halloween Ends was conveying, because
it's going to have the same cult following Halloween 3 has.
It is, because outwardly, so many that people hated on that movie, and I think even some people were sort of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Rowan Kane Campbell, who was in, played,
I don't remember his name.
Oh my God. Corey.
Yes.
Yes.
I was like, the dude. Film.
And he, well, first of all, he is a little cutie patootie.
Was the girl that played the babysitter on the panel?
Yes.
She was.
Okay. No. She had already.
Oh,
no.
Did she leave?
She was getting ready to leave. She left like right after. She did not
I just
sit
wondered
on
if
panel.
She did it.
She did not sit on the panel. It was just Rowan and
James,
who I got to meet after, who is incredibly amazing. And if you ever, especially if you are just a Halloween fan, but also if you, and we've talked about it on here extensively, if you've been a fan for a long time, or if you just know me personally, I'm a deeply spiritual person. And plant medicine and natural medicines and meditation mean so much to me. Just being one with the earth and all, like, it just means a lot. And James Jude Courtney is a really deep individual. And, like, the way he looked at Michael in his preparation for the role and, like, wanted to get very dark and deep into Michael, but not too dark, because he was afraid of where it could go, so that he literally like prayed for angels around him. He is just an amazing guy. If you ever get to sit in on a panel or meet him, just like, please do it. I got to meet him. I didn't even want a picture. I didn't want an autograph. I didn't want nothing. I just met that man. He gives amazing hugs. He smells really good. He's very tall. And he's very sweet, and it was just amazing. I was so honored to have that moment, because he's a very deep, I mean, he talked about like doing ayahuasca in Peru and doing ibogaine with like indigenous tribes and all the martial arts he practices and his meditations and praying to the Archangel Michael. Like, he just is a really deeply spiritual person. And if you vibrate on a level like that, you feel those vibes. And I felt those, I was vibing with that man.
I think,
like,
we were vibing all weekend.
I was on a high.
We were vibing.
I was on a high vibe. Because
we were all
vibrating. I was on a, I was around a lot of high vibration people. And you know that, like, if you vibe, if you're on that level, you recognize that in people.
I think that's what made it our best year, because everybody that we met celebrity-wise, all of our friends, all of our new friends.
Yeah.
It was just everybody had a high vibration, and everybody was just, it was great.
I got to get back to my point, though, so we can get into my ADHD brain. No, it's fine. But my point I was wanting to say
my
was...
My ADHD brain is...
My brain, I'm like squirrel. So my point was, when I was saying, and like the meaning of these movies and why we need these deep meanings, because my short is dealing with a lot of my own trauma. And I think if, like, it's not about me. I think if I could just convey it in a way that somebody got it and it touched them the way these last few films at the film festival I've seen have touched me, like, I think that's a really cathartic experience. It's a really, really, really cathartic experience. And you could see that in the people that we met, in talking about their films and like how these films like channeled inner trauma and things within them that they brought to their film, and everybody resonated with that. Everybody got it, because we all have this shared, like, these shared experiences, and it, yeah, like, we need that. And I think you need that. And I think, like, it's inspiring me. It's going to inspire other filmmakers. It's just going to inspire people in many different ways, especially mental health. And I think that, like, now people are starting to recognize how important horror is to mental health. It's very important. It is. And I just think, and it, if you can look at it in so many different ways, but I think that like, so to just, to get into the two films that we saw, there were, I just want to say, first of all, there were quite a few films that they showed trailers on this year that we really liked. There were some shorts that we really liked. There were some people that we got to talk to that we really liked.
They showed a trailer for a zombie western that actually, I'm not a big western fan to be honest, but that movie
I
actually looked
am.
really
That's why
good.
I'm excited.
It looked very good. Like I for peop for my, me not being a western person, it looked very, very good. I was very into it. It was very cool. We actually got to get there at 2 o'clock, and actually they threw us in a room with all of the filmmakers for a good 2 hours, and we got to talk to everybody, get a feel for everybody,
Which was very cool.
talk about their film, talk about where they're from, talk about, connect, basically connecting with everybody.
I was
And
glad
that
they
was
did it
very
that way.
nice. I really liked that they did that. And then at 4 o'clock, we got to go over and watch the trailers. Now, mind you, the trailers lasted for an hour. Now, think about that for a minute. Trailers for indie films. We sat in there for an hour and they did not stop. So there was a lot. Horror Hound, it has a huge film fest. It's like we were talking to Ricky last week. If you have a horror movie and you want to submit it, so Horror Hound is a great place to start because it's getting bigger and bigger. And I mean, fuck, like we said before, Terrifier got its launch from Horror Hound. So, but after we got to see all the trailers and everything, because
I was trying to find the name of that film.
Dead Men Don't Rise or Dead Men Rise something. Are you talking about the Western one?
Yeah.
It's Dead Men Rise Again. Dead Men Rise Again?
Okay.
I think. I
And I
really
think
am
it's.
sorry if that's not the name of it.
We'll find it.
I think it's Dead Men Rise Again or something to that effect. I actually think I have. Hello. Oh, I love when I get on Instagram and Florence Pugh immediately pops up. Hey, girl, hey, girl, hey.
Dead Men Ride Again. Yeah, that was
Ride,
it.
not rise.
Dead
Okay.
Men Ride Again.
Yeah, that looked really good. So I we'll go ahead since we're already talking about the film fest. We'll go ahead and just talk about the film fest. All of this, now mind you, this all happened on Friday. We actually got to see the film fest was kind of spread out over the whole weekend. So what they do is they play stuff all the time. There's always something playing. So it's sometimes it's hard to get to everything because you're also at the convention, you're also doing vendors, you're
Well, and I
hanging
think
out,
that's part of the
so.
reason why they had everybody meet, why they had us meet the filmmakers first, so that if there was a chance that there was an overlap with shorts or other films, or they just ran late and we weren't able to see them, that you got the opportunity to network with the filmmakers. So, because this happened to us last year, where
And
they were able
they
to
know
send
we're
us,
not going
well,
to
yeah, and
sit
they
there
know
the
that
whole
too.
time,
They know that
so.
too. That they were able to send us screeners. So also, and we would really like to do this year. You said they did it last year, or this was a new thing, the Horror Hound Rewind.
Oh, Horror Hound, Rewind's always been a thing.
That's cool. I did not
But
know that. That's really neat.
because we don't have an actual ticket number, because you get it from your ticket number, and because we got a press pass.
But we do, because we know peoples.
Exactly.
But you need a ticket for you other peasants. No, I'm just kidding.
Press passes, you don't actually get numbers, so they're just trying to work out the kinks with that to try to figure out how to get us the rewind.
Totally kidding,
Because the
by the way.
rewind
Yeah.
is cool because you can actually watch the things you missed if people gave it if they like gave it to them. So I would actually really like to do that, but we will definitely see. So I guess we can start with the first movie that we saw on Saturday.
And that was
And
Cheryl.
that was Cheryl. And I literally have I there's just so much to say. I don't even this movie
Two
is
words, horror Barbie.
yes.
That's sort Yeah, that's sort of been like the consensus of yeah.
It was fucking brilliant. The director, Justin Best, wrote and directed it, and Thea, who played Cheryl, two of the best fucking people. I don't even really have words to describe these two people. They're so kind. They're so wonderful. They came out and partied with us on Saturday night.
I was at home.
Yeah, Becky was asleep.
I don't.
Becky, no.
No, Becky is 84,000 years old. And Becky.
I'm only 84 or 83,000. So.
Needs to sleep. Yes, I need to go home and I have a whole preparation. And I
don't blame you.
Crawl into my coffin and I sleep.
we hung out for like karaoke and they came. They actually ended up showing up. And every time we got to see them, we got to stop and talk to them.
Also, I just have to preface something because I think a lot of people, again, because mental health, like I talked about before, and I prioritized the hell out of my mental health this weekend.
As you should. As anyone should. Everyone should be doing that.
Everyone should be doing that. I am an introvert and I have severe social anxiety. I mask it very well.
She does.
Everybody saw a lot of masking over the weekend. I mask it very, very, very well. When I tell people that, they look at me like, I would have never known. I'm like, I know, that's the whole point. I've been doing it my whole life.
We've all learned how to mask.
This is 40 years in the making, baby. This has taken a long time to learn how to do this, to make it look like I'm totally comfortable with being around a lot of people. And when I'm not. And I vow to get that little pin that says social battery. And you can just slide the little dial over when it's completely drained out and dial it and just slide it to red. Because I think that's going to be our cue like next year. That so like I can just point to Casper and point to my little button. And when it slides all the way to red, she knows like, okay, Becky's social battery has completely drained out. It is time for her to go home and plug in and recharge for the night.
And it's like when you got to plug in your phone.
And that's what I do. I plug in my phone and I plug in myself. And
yeah, but you don't need that for me. I can look at you and pretty much tell.
Yeah.
Or you can just be like, there's a certain look or a sigh that you make that I'm like, do you need to go? How many times have I done that?
And I'm like, yeah, I have to go. This is too much.
But so I have to be honest. So the way that they previewed this film, I thought it was going to be a serial killer movie, which it was.
It was.
But I was attacked. This movie is literally exactly horror Barbie.
So was I.
It is basically what society is. This is going to resonate with women big time.
Yeah.
What society wants you to be, you know, literally horror Barbie. I have no other way to explain it. You are made to be the certain way on social media, a certain way society sees you. You don't think you're pretty enough. You don't think you're good enough.
Especially if you're deemed, which, and I don't like this, because I've had this, like, you're the hot girl. If you're deemed the hot girl, there is an expectation. And men, especially, get very upset if, not all of them, but all of them.
The majority.
get very upset when the hot girl doesn't live up to the fantasy that they created in their head of what you, as said hot girl, need to be for them. How dare you not live up to my fantasy? How dare you be weird and quirky and like horror and tattoos and all these things and dark humor and make inappropriate jokes? And
also, the movie did have a good, the balance of humor in the movie was actually very well.
Oh, it was perfect.
It was timed.
It was
very
perfect. It was perfect. But like, and I was really happy that I actually got to tell Anthea this, because this was the line that like really got me, that like, and I mean deep, like, that whole scene was a deep cut. This gives nothing away to the film at all. But Cheryl is the main character, and she is on a date, and this guy is telling her, like, well, you're beautiful and you're smart and you're funny and you're this and you're this and you're this. And she looks at him and she goes, you're just naming off facts about me. You don't really know me.
Not to mention,
Listen, I mean
not only
that
are we both going through this thing about the whole society thing, we're both going through the, well, I had a shitty ex-boyfriend, but now I have a good one. So it was this movie hurt me in more ways than one.
Samesies.
Literally at the end of it, I was sobbing. Like Becky was like,
I went home and cried, and then I cried the next day.
she's like, do you need a wet nap? I'm like, help me.
I brought wet
I'm
naps.
like, please help me.
I brought wet naps.
And then I couldn't stop crying every time someone would talk about it afterwards, because you know people want to talk to us about it and how we recepted it. And I was like,
And I'm
please
like,
stop talking
stop.
to me about it. Please.
It's amazing. You'll love it.
And I we will be having them on the show, so don't you worry. We will be having them both, Justin and Anthea, to talk about the movie on the show. They do not have a plan for distribution yet, but he's hoping he's working on that.
This film needs to, like,
This film needs to get
this
out there.
needs to be seen.
And I told Justin, and I meant it when I told him that I felt seen. Like that movie really helped me feel seen. And he's going to touch a lot of women with that
Same.
movie.
In a good way, not in a bad way, because too many of y'all are touching people in a bad way, and you need to stop it
There is a
and keep
legitimate
your hands to yourself.
fucking stop it. God, anyway. So there is actually a part in the film too where she does this long monologue, and the whole time I'm just like Billie
Oh
Eilish
boy,
in the background. It's very, it is
yep.
so, the effects are great, the music's great,
Oh my God,
the gore,
everything,
all
the
the whole movie,
wardrobe,
oh my God.
and I'm just gonna say, I hate to even say this because we're touching on this whole thing about, like, don't say looks, da 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 da, but Anthea is gorgeous, okay? I just have to throw
Gorgeous is honestly putting it very
and I
lightly.
think
She's a
what
bombshell.
but she's also got, it's a personality
And
too,
it is.
you
It's
know
just
what I
not her
mean?
looks.
Because
She is
people,
fucking
I have,
wonderful.
and I think all of us have. I have met people that on the outside are physically very beautiful, but also have such a beautiful soul that it's like, it makes them just even more gorgeous because they're just a beautiful person. And you're like,
She
just
is
stop!
one of those
Like, stop
people.
being gorgeous inside and out. Stop it. But then we've also met people that are gorgeous on the outside that are like, you are a rat infested sewer drain, toxic spill inside.
I know a
You,
lot of people like that.
oh, so many. J-Lo. So many. I'm sorry, y'all. She is getting, is she getting roasted all over y'all's TikToks?
I've heard
Like
she's a
she's getting,
bitch, though.
y'all, she is getting roasted, toasted, and broasted
Well,
like a
don't
fucking
be a
Costco.
bitch.
She's getting broasted like a Costco chicken on my fucking TikTok, y'all. She is getting, exactly. Don't be a cunt.
I've
Don't be a
heard.
cunt, Kevin. Just don't be a fucking cunt, J-Lo. Her fucking.
I've heard she's a literal diva bitch. I don't know. I don't.
The people that are like, I have real life stories. And I'm like, yo, how are you
It doesn't
literally,
surprise me, though.
how are you a bitch to everybody and you have no talent?
She has, like, what, two
You
songs?
have no, that you didn't even
It's because she
sing.
got big because of her
You
ass.
can't
That's literally
sing.
it.
Ben Affleck speaks better Spanish than you do, and you are Puerto Rican. Now, explain to me how the whitest of the white,
Literally Bruce
and
Wayne.
he's from
Literally
Bo
Bruce
he's
Wayne.
from Boston. Like, how do you get even whiter? He's so white. Ben Affleck is so white. And if you just Google Ben Affleck Spanish, your brain will explode. He enunciates. That motherfucker rolls his R's. And he's Boston white man. Like, I don't understand. And Jennifer, you can't even, I'm about to call you by your government name, bitch. Jennifer, you can't even.
Jennifer,
Girl, this
you are
white
the
man,
whitest Puerto
this
Rican.
white man How is he speaking? Thank you. Thank you.
The whitest
the
Puerto Rican.
Whitest Puerto Rican. It's because she's pretty. That's all it is.
It's she. It's her. And her ass got her big.
That's it. That's it. And she can kind of dance. She can dance. She can dance. I don't want to say she can't dance. She can dance.
Well, you've got Kim Kardashian, the same thing. Her looks and her ass. I mean, it's her name too, but whatever. But anyway, so like Loki, very sad. Anyway, so yeah, it was very amazing. Cool getting to do. We will be having them on our show to talk about it, so we don't want to give too much away or talk too much about it now.
Just please, when it's
we guys, will let you know
when it
drops.
Is out, like
yeah.
to buy or stream or whatever. We are going to be blasting the hell out of that movie. You have no idea.
I'm literally even going to get a tattoo.
I don't
of it,
care.
So.
Same. We were talking about it tonight. Like getting already know what tattoo I'm getting. Already know where I'm
the
getting
last
it.
Time a movie impacted
I will
me.
Overdraft my bank account. To buy, I don't care. I'm like, oh, it's, I have $25. The DVD's $25.
And a cent.
I'll take care of that tomorrow.
Here's my penny.
This is a tomorrow problem.
The last time a movie impacted me that much was Midsommar.
Oh.
It, honest to God.
Yes.
The last time I physically had a reaction like that. To
where
a
it
movie
was like,
was
where it was
Midsommar.
Deep. Where it cut was a, deep. Because it was, yeah. I agree. I agree.
And then there was Compression.
Which I just want to say for the record, and I told Emily this. So Emily was the
This main was on Sunday, by the way. This was Sunday's film.
Emily was the
Bless
main
Emily.
Actress, and Jacob is the director.
Director and producer, or writer. I think Emily also helped produce, I think is what he said.
So yeah, so that is Emily Dirkholtz, I am so sorry if I am butchering your last name. And Jacob Belinsky, again, sorry if I am butchering your last name, Jake. But I shared with Emily, and I'm just sharing this for the record for everybody. So in the last 10 years, I have lost 3 of the closest people in my life.
Shit, not even, I mean, 10 years, yeah, but you lost 2 in 1 year.
Yeah. So it's been a lot. And when that happens, grief, it hit me again today, talking to my dad.
I love how that happens. You have no warning.
And it just, it's way, and I'm turning 40 this year, so there's just a whole lot of, like, I've been doing a lot of there's just so much self-reflection, that fucking song. There's been so much
sorry.
Self-reflection is, like, happening in the past year, like, with just my whole life and where I am and... If you would have asked 16-year-old me, like, ain't no fucking way I should even be here right now and experience and just all these things. So with that said, especially knowing how much this movie dealt with grief, I did not want another Insidious Red Door situation. So if I didn't tell everybody what happened, and we will be doing a review about that at some point, Casper still needs to watch it, but... So I know people blast. I know people have been blasting it. A lot of people didn't like Insidious Red Door, whatever, on you. But having lost my father-in-law so close to the time that I saw that film, and a lot of what it dealt with Dalton and Josh's relationship and the father-son aspect of it, I was not prepared for that. And by the end, I am sobbing in a theater full of people. And it was a lot.
You would have
done it
again.
It was just a lot. And I was having a hard time. So when I knew that this movie was going to deal with that again, it was just, and again, with my social anxiety and all
well,
this other stuff,
Saturday
it's a
was,
vulnerability. You know,
Saturday
like,
was a lot and Cheryl was a lot.
And
in a good way. In a good way. It wasn't bad.
No,
it
wasn't.
Like,
so, like, and even into Friday, like, so we got to meet the whole.
We'll get there.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk about that yet.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there about Friday. But
it was
like,
just overwhelming. By
the time Sunday hit, I was so overwhelmed, almost had a panic attack at the convention, had a panic attack when I got at home. Like, there was just a lot. But it wasn't, now again, please, I don't want to say it was not bad, because
you can get overwhelmed in a good way.
This was an incredible weekend. It was very much a good overwhelm, but nonetheless,
overwhelming.
So I think with all of that and the fact that I would have had to have been vulnerable again, I made a conscious choice. And again, protecting my mental health and prioritizing my mental health, made a conscious choice not to watch compression that day. Now, luckily, because we got them perks, I was sent a screener, and I promised Jake and Emily, I will watch it. I will watch it at home. And I was so glad I got to tell Emily that, but, I am going to watch it. I'm going to watch it at home, and I am going to contact them personally and tell them, because I am glad movies, again, it goes back to exactly what I was saying. I am so glad movies like this are being made, because this is people healing their trauma through
we're
their
healing.
Projects.
We're healing.
And we're healing. And then that project that is a manifestation of their healing is healing others. So like the fact that we back to back got to meet two people that got to meet people. Well, four people got to meet two people each.
Technically it was
films.
Like 15. Compression had their whole entourage.
Yeah. They had everybody there.
It was fucking great.
It was so awesome. And they won. So you
they
guys
won best feature.
Seven
out of 11.
Out of 11 awards they won. And you guys deserved.
So I would like to say, because I watched it. Because
you're such amazing people too.
God. So.
And you're Hoosiers. Yes.
No, I'm just kidding. But no, seriously, since I got to watch it, Becky made the right choice. I was sobbing by the end of it.
I walked in at the end, and that guy, when they were doing the Q&A, there was this gentleman in the audience that was like, so I've been crying for the last 45 minutes, and I was like, that was my cue right there. That told me everything I needed to know. Like, okay, good.
Yeah, I had Ash. Shout out to Ash. Thank you, Ash, for
Shout
being my
Ash.
Support while I was being your support. We were supporting each other in the moment. If I could just say, and I'm not reaching when I say this man loves Mike Flanagan, and it shows. He also loves Ari Aster, and it shows. The moment she brought out the bag of shrooms, I was like, nice.
They're shrooms?
Yay. Oh, yeah.
These are my people.
Oh, yeah. And he even told me that Midsummer was a giant part of it. And I was like, well, she dropped shrooms and had a bad trip the whole movie.
I'm gonna cry.
So
now I know I'm gonna cry.
But anyway, so yeah, he had... So when you guys see... If you guys saw the pictures that we posted and stuff, like, you've seen pictures of these people, but... What's really funny is that Jacob's wife, who was the star of the show, movie, looks a little bit like Kate Siegel, and Christy Carlson Romano had a child. And the movie actually stays in a house for the most part. So it's funny because he said he got a lot of inspiration from Hush, which I was like, I was catching what you were putting down. Oculus, Haunting of Hill House, Midsummer. He's brilliant. The way that he did such a what the fuck mind fuck during this film, but also really brought out grief. I had nothing but praise for him. He deserved every award he got.
I heard a lot of people reference Mandy in this too.
And Mandy,
and
yes.
I have not seen Mandy, but I read.
It is really interesting.
So
I
read up on it. Because, again, because of my own trauma, I have purposefully been kind of, like, ruining, like, spoilering movies for myself. And I
you
don't
have
care
to.
Because I'm just...
I get it.
It's, like, my own trigger warning. Because I'm, like, I can't walk into these movies not knowing. And I read up on Mandy. And I think I'm going to take a minute before I watch that. Because just reading about it, I got emotional. And I was like, I think I'm gonna take a minute. I think I'm gonna take a little bit.
Mandy was different.
Because I even think it might.
It was good though.
I think it might make my husband emotional. Because he gets. Yeah. Yeah.
I have to admit, I had to watch it twice because the first time I watched it was I struggled following what the hell was going on. The movie was kind of crazy,
I think
but
I'll just have
it's
to.
Nicolas Cage. What do you expect? I love him though.
I
So much.
love. Listen, I love Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage, I love Nicolas Cage so much that if I had an opportunity to meet Nicolas Cage, I don't think I would do it.
Oh, I would love to meet that dude.
I
I feel like
don't.
he'd be great time.
I. But there's also like that, you shouldn't meet your heroes kind of thing. And I don't
Yeah, but
want to,
we kind of
like,
met some heroes this
fuck,
weekend.
we did.
Just saying. I'm just saying. And did they
Yeah.
disappoint? Okay, real quick before we get into that,
No,
but
they didn't.
Compression was great.
I'm gonna say
Again, they are
sushi, yeah.
not they don't have a distributor yet. They're working on that. Check we will be interviewing them as well to talk about the film, and we're looking very forward to that. And of course, we'll go more into that then. So back to Friday, the crème de la crème. There is a movie, if you guys do not know, that we talk about incessantly on this fucking podcast, besides Midsommar, The Blair Witch Project. And if you did not know, the whole cast was there and Eduardo Sanchez. We got to meet all of them, and I just have to say, what beautiful people all of them are. I don't know what I was expecting, but they were all just so fucking wonderful. I have absolutely. So we get in line for Mike, because Mike was actually there, and Heather, but Heather's line was crazy for a moment. But we got in Mike's line and we met him, and I got to show him all my Blair Witch bathroom, which now I'm known as the Blair Witch
That
bathroom
became a
girl, and
running thing, which
that's
was
great.
incredible.
It's great. Mike was really cool. Nobody was at Eduardo's table. And I was like, this is
Which
the
was
man who created this
stupid.
film.
I'm like, this film would not exist if it was not for this
Not to
man
mention
right
Eduardo
here.
Sanchez for found footage is like one of my found footage
I
heroes.
mean, listen,
So
I got to tell this man, this was such a crowning moment and a lot of healing for little 14-year-old Becky that saw this movie. I got to tell him that I snuck into a theater in the basement of a mall to see this movie, and he looked at me and said that was the only way to watch my film. And I just lit up inside. I mean, that was meeting him and meeting the cast of that movie, and that was like this was my Disney adult moment. This was like my healing. This was all of it, because I lived and breathed that movie for like a solid 2 years. I believed it was real. I absorbed. I was obsessed with that movie. I was unbelievably obsessed with that movie at the time, and being able to talk to other people that were the old millennials. We were there, we watched it, we all shared in the hype of it all, and got to see it happen. And what was crazy too is I think at some of the tables they had the cover of Newsweek to sign, like as a
That
print,
was cool.
where they all were. And I told Casper, I was like, I had that. I was like, God damn, if I would have kept all the fucking, I mean, I would have put it in a goddamn time capsule, all the Blair Witch shit I had. I had that Newsweek. My dad had a subscription to Time magazine, and I remember the cover with Daniel Merrick and Eduardo Sanchez standing behind a Blair Witch stick figure on either side, coming out of the side of it. And that was on the cup. They were on the whole cover of Time magazine. And I kept that. Like, I coveted that because that movie was everything. I mean, and in the infancy of the internet, at the same time that the movie came out, they had their own website that kept you like, that had a blog that had Heather's diary entries. It kept blog posts on sightings. It's where people could, there were newsreels. There was all this stuff about Ellie Kedward. Like, the marketing behind that film and how much they pushed to really make you believe that it was real was absolutely insane. I mean, you really bought, like, there was on the missing posters, there was a number for the Burkittsville, well, sure it wasn't fucking real. There was a number for the Burkittsville Police Department that you could call, and there was actually like a voice recording where you could leave a message if you had, I mean, it was insane. The marketing and everything behind this film was insane. And if you were around in that time as a kid, as a horror fan, it changed my life. It changed everything. It was that, and then the following year was Scream, and my life was changed forever. Scream and the Blair Witch Project, as a young teenage horror fan, absolutely changed my life forever. There was like no going back from that. I was like, horror is my life. This is it. This is it. And just being able, like, it was surreal. Friday was very surreal. Getting to meet all of them and having the experience, and not only that, having them just be incredibly amazing people, and even like wink, wink, nudge, nudge, we might have one
We might
podcast.
have two. Man,
Just nudge,
one of them may or may not have invited themselves,
I
and
mean,
they
you
are more
know.
than welcome.
Allegedly, maybe, we don't know, just saying, we're throwing that out there.
No,
It
but
was
for
a
real,
very
I.
surreal moment because that movie changed my
And
life.
it was so amazing watching them reunite with each other. Like that was so beautiful when Josh got there. And he's just hugging all of them. He's just walking in there saying hi, and you just the love that them four have for each other
Well,
is just.
I think for better, for worse, that movie changed all of their lives. That movie forever changed their lives. And I think there's forever. I think that was the thing that was the greatest, was seeing all the pictures of like all of them together, Eduardo, Josh, Mike, and Heather together, and seeing like how much they changed, but like how much this whole movie just changed their entire lives. And how incredibly humbling they were to fans because they appreciated how much that movie changed our lives and how much it meant to us, and they just couldn't have been.
They couldn't have been nicer.
They were incredible people.
And
They
Heather is
really, really
everything I
were.
aspire to
And
be. That's who I want to be when I grow up. Is
same.
living in the middle of the woods and having my own farm. It sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm into
I'm totally. I just.
that.
She's just I'm such a solitary witch, so I totally got it. Like I was vibing. I was just, you want to talk about another person I was vibing with
We were super
spiritually,
vibing.
was her,
Oh
like
my God, same. Oh my God. Talk
big
about it.
time.
I don't know
She
what I
had good
was ex
energy. She
I
had
don't know
very good
what I was
energy.
expecting again, but like the energy that she put off, it just reminded me of like Anthea and Emily and like the woman, like I just wanted to be around her. Like I just wanted to have tea with her in her garden. Like that's all I wanted. I was like, you're the coolest fucking
And I
person.
would like to have tea with her too, but not that kind of tea. Anyway,
That was so funny.
hey, it's legal. It's legal. It's legal in our state.
Why can't we do both? Dun, 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 dun.
Both have
Why can't we have the tea and spill the
both are
tea and have
medicinal.
more
All of them
tea?
are medicinal, even
Yes, they
spilling the
are.
tea. All of them are. All of them are good for your
Medicinal.
health.
It's all good for your soul.
All of them.
All of the teas.
Yes.
All of the teas.
Yes.
But
I
no,
agree.
guys, for real, I it was the best weekend ever. We can't wait to have. We got interviews. We're about to churn interviews out like nobody's business, promoting people and their everybody in the press room was amazing. I had so many conversations. I talked for 2 hours straight to these people.
Yeah,
Everybody was
shout out to Michael
amazing.
Squid And his film, Janelle's Baby, he was amazing. I loved talking with him. And they won best editing on Janelle's Baby. So I just wanted to shout that out because hopefully we'll get him on the podcast at some point too, because he was dope and that movie looked awesome. Yeah, he was an awesome guy. So.
The guy who did the short No Slasher here, what was his name? Robert?
Yeah.
His short was amazing. I will be reaching out to him. Eric and Sean, who did Knock Twice at the Door. Why can't I remember the name of this one? It's because there's a video game called Don't Knock Twice and it's got me all fucked up.
Was it Robert? Yeah, it was Robert. No Slasher Here was
No Slasher
really
Here was
good.
really good.
And it was a perfect, that was a perfect companion before Cheryl.
It was.
I was glad.
It
That was a good
was.
short to show before
Also,
Cheryl.
I
That
would just
was
like to
really
say
good.
the representation of LGBTQ this year. Thank you to all of you who did every bit of that. Honestly, all three, No Slasher Here, Cheryl, and Compression, the three that I saw, thank you. Your representation did not go unnoticed, and I appreciate that it wasn't the center of everything. It was just, oh, she's bisexual. Oh, she's a lesbian. Oh, it was fucking great.
Oh, like
Yes,
they're
thank
just
you.
regular normal people like everybody
What?
else? What? Huh? Trans, bi, gay, lesbian, where they're just normal people? Really?
We are. Oh, I saw yesterday that apparently if you're queer, you have a higher IQ.
Yeah,
It's the science.
we do.
It's the science. But yeah, no, Eric and Sean of Two Knocks on a Door, they were cool as fuck. I really, really, really liked them. They reached out to us, so we will be having them. Oh, and we forgot to tell you guys,
Oh, and
Keen,
shout
please.
out to Caden. I'm sorry, Caden Butera. I'm sorry again if I'm butchering your name. He did Dead Men Ride Again. Shout out to Robin. He interviewed. He did some great interviews over the weekend. He interviewed Caden and
Horror Pop After
Horror
Midnight,
Pop
check
After
out.
Midnight.
Yeah.
My br guys,
At first, I was like,
again,
who the fuck is Robin?
84,000 years old. So sometimes I have brain glitches. Yeah, so that was a great interview. Guys, shout out. Okay, I am so glad I met them. Shout out to Sledgehammer Horror,
Yes.
to
Yes,
Ken,
yes, yes, yes.
Ken and
Yep.
Ashley. You guys are fucking awesome. I was so glad I got to meet you guys, and we put those links. But please just go on YouTube and put in Sledgehammer Horror.
Check out all their
Follow
stuff.
them on Instagram at Sledgehammer Horror. They did a interview. They did a little segment for Horror Hound, and we are in that. That was surreal.
Oh my God, we're
And
famous.
it's getting traction on YouTube like crazy. I gained a couple
We
of
have
I gained some new followers
gained some
from
big
that. So
followers on the
that
podcast
was
from
really
that.
cool.
It's wild, dude. And also, thank you guys too. We got to meet. I don't know if you guys saw the picture. I was gonna make a bigger deal out of it later when we actually talk with her. But if you guys remember a nice little found footage film called VHS, the first segment, the girl who plays the siren, Hannah, they knew her, and she came to Horror Hound on Saturday, Sunday. On Sunday, and we got to meet her, and I did post a picture with her. And if you guys saw the picture and thought she looked familiar, that's where you know her
And
from.
it's in my reel that I posted.
She was an absolute sweetheart, and we are going to be talking with her later this year, on the podcast, and I can't wait to have her. She was great, and just wonderful people Ken and Ashley are. They reached out to her because he saw my I Like You shirt from VHS, you know, when she's got her face ripped open and she says, I like you. And he goes, I actually know her. And then he just willy-nillied and had her, you know, gave he talked to her about her being on the podcast. And she said, yeah, sure. And she was great.
Hannah Fearman, and
Yes.
she is in the newer segments of Creepshow. And she's actually going to be working on her own film.
Yes.
So
be on the lookout for that.
Yeah.
But we'll be talking about it anyways. But yeah.
Yeah, Siren is
great. If you have seen VHS with that segment, make sure to watch the movie Siren.
It's streaming on Hulu.
It's not found footage, but it's great.
But it is really Siren. Yeah, so that was awesome. That was awesome. But yeah, Sledgehammer Horror, please just support them as well, because yes. I love their YouTube channel. I went on like a total deep dive the other day on their YouTube channel, and they are just, they're just awesome people, period. Mm-hmm. So like I'm always willing to support somebody who loves horror as much as I do, but supporting people that are just good people
yep.
is the best. And they just have great energy.
Everybody that we met this weekend had great energy.
Awesome.
I swear for God, I did not meet a single person who was a douche.
Also, some really great cosplayers. I started being followed by, Sledgehammer Horror interviewed her too, the Mini Creep. She is a kid cosplayer that was there. She was there with her parents. She's freaking adorable. She's so cute.
She followed the podcast too.
Yeah, she started following me. She's adorable. Your parents are raising you right, because they're raising you as a horror fan, and I love it. And I love that she's cosplaying. I love that she's getting into it early. It's so cool. I went on her. She does a little art. The clown. She's an adorable kid. She's so cute.
She is very cute.
And again, yes, your parents are raising you right. So thank you for the follow. Also, shout out to Michael Robinson, who is the mayor of Burkittsville, Maryland. So how we randomly ran into
this
him.
This is the craziest story.
He's waiting in
story.
Line to meet Heather. And he sort of like, he's like, I wasn't trying to be weird, but he was like trying to get our attention because we're talking about the podcast.
He heard me. He overheard me talk about my bathroom.
And just, yeah. So the mayor of Burkittsville follows me.
Same.
That is strange. That was a
He literally was like, so I overheard how much you love the movie, and I just wanted to let you know I'm the mayor of Burkittsville. And I was like, you're the mayor of what? What? The literal, and then like when he met Heather, Heather was like, dude, the mayor of Burkittsville. Like, she got everybody's attention. She was like, hello, the mayor of Burkittsville. He said he'd been the mayor for about a year and a half.
It's just, that's awesome. He bought, also shout out to Gary Pullen, again, if I'm butchering that, I'm so sorry, but he's Ghoulish Gary. He is an incredible artist, and we got a Blair Witch print for him. It is actually one that we were sent on a mission by Anthony Cousins, the incredible director of Frogman, to get him a print. We also got ourselves a print. I'm getting it framed.
I will be getting it framed.
Yeah. I actually had Eduardo sign mine. I had to have him sign it. I'm like, this wouldn't exist if it wasn't for you. So I'm going to get mine framed. It's awesome. But yeah, please support. His prints are incredible. He had a couple of great Reanimator ones. He had a Jaws one I loved. Like, please support Gary. Like, his art is so amazing. His art is incredible.
And he was very sweet too. I liked him a lot.
He was a really, really awesome guy. Yeah, there were some great vendors. I was really on the lookout.
Horror Ton? Was it? What was the one that I literally? Because
I started following them, and I bought so much for them.
Horror Ton.
Half Tone Horror. They are freaking awesome. They hooked us up this weekend.
Pretty much everything I bought was from them.
Not only were they super nice, we got the coolest stuff from them. Their pins were awesome. I got three bumper stickers from them that I fucking loved. And I'm getting like so many people are like, oh my God, I love those stickers. And I'm like, how could you not? Like, so the ones I got, I think you got the same one. I still think the Blair Witch Project was real, and I'm pretty fucked up about it.
Yep, I got that.
I got I Wish a Ghostface Would.
I thought that was funny.
I had to. And then the other one I got, which I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to put it on my, I feel like I should have gotten two. Cause now my husband, who never puts stickers, he's like, I want one on the back of my truck. This vehicle passes logging trucks thanks to my fear of decapitation after watching Final Destination 2 in 2003. Listen.
Always.
I had to. I had to get that sticker. I mean,
well, yeah,
forever. Especially like, so I was telling the guy, you're in like, we've driven so many different back roads all over Ohio, and you're in like random East Bufu, Ohio, and you end up behind one of them things. You're like, hell no, I would drive in this cornfield.
Yep. Well, it looks like we're going in the cornfield.
Looks like we're going in the cornfield. I would straight drive in this.
I would gay drive in the cornfield
before. Yes,
I will gay drive in the cornfield
before I'm getting stuck behind. Like, it's just not. It's not happening. It is not happening. Because fuck that. Absolutely no.
I got a small Blair Witch sticker and a small Jennifer's Body sticker to put on the back of my laptop.
Yeah, but those guys, they were awesome.
They were awesome.
Their table was amazing. Yeah, there was another one.
What was the chocolate one?
Oh my god, because you said they were at Terror Town.
Yeah, they go to Terror Town and they make chocolate skulls, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, some of their stuff under was their stuff was insane.
Which is
I had
funny
never even seen
I
anything
had
like that before.
A finger from them before.
Then she told me that they molded it out of their actual fingers. I was like, that's fucked up. I ate your finger.
Well, and she said she molded her
the foot was her daughter's
was
foot.
Her daughter's foot.
Yeah, I don't like feet, so I'm not gonna eat a chocolate foot.
I'm not gonna eat a chocolate foot. That's
I'm
where...
okay with the finger, but I can't.
I'm drawing the line.
Yeah,
at somebody
because I'm gonna foot. Be if I like people, but they hit the right people because there's a lot of people in the horror community that have a foot fetish. So she, good job on that.
Don't ask me how I know that.
Don't ask me how I know that.
Should have been selling feet pics a long goddamn time ago.
I probably
could have
paid off all of my fucking bills.
Same. Same. Anyway.
Anyway. so, yeah, pretty much that was the extent of the weekend. Like I said, it was my favorite horror hound by far. I'm looking very forward to the interviews that we're going to have with people. Because, like I said, everybody we met was so fucking kind.
And you know what, too? It makes me look forward to every Horror Hound now, every year. Mm-hmm. And to start doing other conventions. I mean, they get expensive, and we've kind of hit a cap. There's just a lot going on in the next
few
years.
Well, a lot of the issues with other conventions is that they're not local.
That's, yeah.
And to be honest, doing the press is free, but you gotta pay for hotels. You gotta pay for everything outside of that. And living here is what makes Horror Hound possible, because we live here. But,
God, it was so convenient for me. I didn't even have to drive. Either you came and picked me up, or my husband came and picked me up.
Yeah, but I don't mind it, because I'm very strange. I listen to the 30 Seconds to Mars, A Beautiful Lie album every year on Horror Hound. I don't know why that is my Horror Hound music.
Even though Jared Leto is literally a cult leader.
Yes.
I don't know why I'm, like, weirdly fine with that. I mean, I don't want to be in his cult, but I'm like, do you, bro.
Do what you want.
Do you.
If it makes you happy. Just don't come about it.
Right? That's what I'm saying. I don't want to be in it. But do your thing. No, I totally get it. Because I love 30 Seconds to Mars. And I love that album. So I totally get it.
I still think to this day it's the best 30 Seconds
to
Mars
album. I totally get it.
That's why I don't mind the drive. But I do kind of regret. Or not regret. But I do miss when I was only 10 minutes away. That was so nice.
It is nice.
That was nice. Now I'm 30, but it's fine.
It is nice. Especially when I have to rest these old bones.
Let me tell you, Friday I was there for 6 hours, Saturday 16, and then Sunday 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't fuck around.
Closing it out Sunday was weird.
That was really... They were literally kicking us out.
It was very strange with, like... Because, like, when you guys were in the movie, and I went back into the room to go talk to James... That was really weird because, like, everybody was leaving and they were breaking stuff down. And literally, because that was the very last panel was Halloween Ends. James and Rowan were literally the only two people left in that entire room.
Oh, wow.
And Rowan still had a line of like 30 people. I was like, he is literally staying till the very end.
When we left,
to sign every
autograph. When Rick came
to
pick you up.
That is so sweet.
It was him and James were sitting out at the Hyatt, and me and Ash and Mike were leaving, and we looked up and saw him, and we were like, have a safe trip home. And they were like, bye, guys. They were still there at like 6 o'clock. Just chilling outside.
He's so cute. He is.
He's cute.
I didn't go over to meet him because I'm like, I just wanted to say hi to James, and your line is still way too long. If there would have been nobody over there,
he was
I would have said hi to him. Yeah,
he was the heartthrob of the convention.
He was literally the guy that was doing the panel was talking about taking his 20-something-year-old nieces to go see it. And after they saw it, they were all like, we have crushes on Corey. Like he was the heartthrob. He was meant to be the heartthrob.
You have the heartthrob and the hot chick of the convention.
And he has this lip thing. I don't know how to explain it.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't know what, like how certain people will have a certain feature on their face that will stand out and actually make them look more, I don't want to say attractive, but it's like it.
I know what you mean.
It catches the eye more. Because I don't think I have a type, but he's not my type. It's weird. I don't think I have a type.
I also understand exactly what that means.
Do you totally get what I'm saying? He's cute, but definitely not my type. But he is definitely a little cutie. I could totally see how. If I was 25 and saw Halloween Ends, I'd have been waiting in his line first day.
See, here's my thing.
First day, I'd have been waiting in his line. And that's also, how, you know what he says too? He's like, I'm also the one, like, how many, he's like, there's this running joke of how many kills in with Corey does it stop getting to where you're like, I can fix him. Because he's like, I think those are the girls I attracted. That was why so many girls liked it, is because I can fix him. He's okay. I can make him stop killing people. And I'm like, see, 23-year-old Becky would have been like, yeah, I can. I can fix him. I can fix him.
No, you can't.
That's what I'm saying. It would have been very toxic. My obsession with listen, that movie came out at the right time. Because if I would have been younger me, my obsession with Corey's character would have been bad. Because I was all about the toxic. No.
I think.
No.
That's how I feel about what's his name in Stranger Things. What's his name? He is hot as hell. Too.
Oh my God. I can fix him. It's fine. I can fix you.
Even though he died. But anyway. So.
I can fix you. It's fine.
I am gay as hell. And that man. Oh my God.
It's stupid. It was dumb. I was like, I'll help. It's fine. I can fix you. Oh my God, don't go back to your old ways. Stop it. The red flags. The red flags. The giant fucking red flags. Stop it. Don't
see, I
it.
Think it's so cute though how you see little girls like over him.
Oh,
that was cute to me.
God,
and it's the same way like Mike's kid, Dallas. I think that's his name. Michael's kid. I think that's his name. I'm so sorry, Mike, if I got his name wrong. I'm pretty sure it's Dallas.
Oh, I know what you're okay, yes. I'm sorry.
He has a massive crush on Jenna Ortega. And I was like, you know, if she wasn't as young as she was, because I'm like, she's what, 22, 23? Like, she's a little too young for me.
Listen, when they're bordering on being old enough to be my child, that the age I'm at now, I fucking can't. These little ones that are like 20, I'm like, I legit could be, if you're between 19 and 21, I could legit be old enough to be your mom. I can't. I cannot do that. I have apparently reached MILF age. So like I can't, and I don't even fucking like that. I will throat punch somebody if they call me a MILF. But
that's a compliment.
I know it kind of
is. That's a fucking compliment, dude. That's a compliment, dude. Sorry. That sounded like a bro. I just sounded such. But what I was going to say was, like, it just made me think, like, when I was around Dallas's age, my scream queen and my big crush was Neve Campbell. And I was like, I just love that Jenna Ortega is that for a lot of these kids. I'm like, I had a crush on.
Mine was Jamie Lee Curtis, and then.
Mine Nev is Campbell. Still Jamie Lee Curtis. I still have that crush. Listen.
Listen.
I have a crush on Jenna Ortega, but she's too young. I think she's absolutely gorgeous, but she's too young.
You were old enough to be my child, girl.
I can definitely nod in your direction, but we ain't dating.
Like, you're like, adorable, but no.
You're cute.
You're adorable.
Very attractive, but you're a baby. No, you're too... 20, I think she's like 22.
I'll babysit you. Like, what the hell?
She's not a teen. She's at least in her 20s.
Oh, it was funny, too, because...
Turned 21 in September.
Oh, yeah. She's even younger than I thought.
Yeah.
Again, no, you're a baby. Absolutely not.
No.
A lot of people were talking about how there was a lot of hot women at the convention this year. And I said, I mean, that's true, but my big crush ended up canceling. So hopefully in September. I really hope they were talking about trying to get Mike and Kate for September.
I guess. Who was hot? I mean, besides me.
I mean, you got Barbara Crampton.
I'm totally kidding.
You got Barbara Crampton.
Barbara Crampton is a timeless beauty.
Natasha.
Oh my God, because I freaking met her. She was gorgeous. Natasha Henstridge.
Thank you.
Listen, I got to meet two people that worked with John Carpenter, and that is all I needed.
That was it.
That's all I needed.
7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. 7 degrees of
John Carpenter is still, I mean, my horror directors are dwindling, RIP Wes Craven, and like John Carpenter is still around.
Mm-hmm.
And like, also little known fact to everybody out there, if you're a Ghost of Mars fan, guess who was supposed to play Natasha Henstridge's role? Courtney Love. She told me that. Courtney Love originally got cast.
What happened?
She apparently could not get the stunts down when it came to doing the gun work, because there's a lot of gun. If you've never seen Ghost of Mars,
mm-hmm.
essentially it's like zombies on Mars, and Natasha Henstridge's character is basically like a cop in space. And I'm like, John Carpenter directed it. Ice Cube, Pam Grier, they're on Mars. Come on, this movie's amazing. And so her boyfriend at the time, who is the father of her kids, is also in the film. And he went, when Courtney pulled out, John said, well, my girlfriend's an actress. And they were like, who? And he says, Natasha Henstridge. And they were like, bring her in. She got the role.
Nice.
And I had her sign, because I've had that DVD forever. I love that film. I told her, I said, I feel like Ghost of Mars is like Jackie Brown. And both of them coincidentally have Pam Grier in it. But it's like, people will say they're big Tarantino fans and have never seen Jackie Brown. People will say they're big John Carpenter fans and have never seen Ghosts of Mars. And I think Ghosts of Mars gets lost. And it's such a good movie, though.
I feel like
it's such a great concept.
I feel like it's They.
They is a
With
good...
Wes Craven. Like, or People Under the Stairs. Like, it gets lost in translation somewhere.
People Under the Stairs is incredible.
Yeah,
that's another one where people say,
isn't
oh, I
love... Isn't we're making that?
Yes.
I'm fine with it.
So
I'm
happy.
I'm fine with it.
But that's another one where people go, oh, I love Wes Craven. I've seen everything. Oh, have you seen People Under the Stairs? No.
You really want to get them?
Then you haven't seen it.
Red Eye.
Oh!
You really want to get on with Wes Craven?
Let me tell you something.
Red Eye.
Let me tell you how.
That movie fucking
Red Eye.
Is so good.
Let me tell you something. If you want to see a movie where you walk in with no expectations and you're watching it going, oh, and then all of a sudden it flips the script
so fast
and so hard, you are like, your head literally spins like you're in the fucking Exorcist, bitch. Your whole head spins. That movie is incredible.
Yeah, it is. That was the movie that introduced me to Rachel McAdams.
And Cillian Murphy.
And Cillian Murphy.
Is amazing in that movie. Actually,
he is.
28 Days Later is the first thing I ever saw him in. That's what introduced me to him.
I did not see 28 Days Later until after that. Jesus Christ.
Also, warning, if you've never seen it, like, first few seconds of the movie, you see his peen. So I'm just letting everybody know. If nobody, because I'm sure there's still people out there who've never seen 28 Days Later. I'm just letting you know that if you don't want to see it or you do want to see it, you see it. So there you go.
Have an opportunity. Do what you will with it.
If you have become obsessed with Peaky Blinders and you're like, I wonder what Cillian Murphy would look like naked, then there you go.
Also, the other ones was the girl from The Mummy. I don't remember her name.
I got nothing.
And then the chick from Halloween Ends that was the babysitter. She was a looker.
She was very pretty. She was very pretty.
And I felt bad for her, too, because the first couple days she didn't have a banner. I didn't even know she was there.
Well, and I think what made it confusing is she is now a brunette.
Yeah.
And when blondes go to brunette, they almost look unrecognizable.
Except for Hannah Montana. You can definitely tell this is
But yeah. You know who fucked me up? Even though she's still, actually, I think she looks even more beautiful now, the older she's gotten. And I didn't follow One Tree Hill, but it really was Hillary Burton. How different she looks.
She is aging so well.
She looks so,
oh my God.
She looks so different. That's because she is with the most gorgeous man in the world.
He is a wonderful man, truly.
I mean, that's part of it.
But come like, he's now. Actually a good guy, too.
But he's actually a good guy.
Yeah.
He's actually a really cool guy.
Them two are what Blake and Ryan are going to grow up to be. Let's be fucking real. I love it. They love each other so much, and you can see it.
I love it so much.
I know, I love it too.
It's so
cute. They're one of those couples where if they break up, I don't believe in love anymore. Even though I have loved myself.
I mean, I do too, but still.
You know what I mean?
We have those couples where it's like, even though we have our love, if they just cease to exist, we're like, I'm done. Love is not real. My husband's going to be standing over there like, what the fuck?
My wife is going to be like, hello. I didn't say our love wasn't real.
I know.
I'm just saying love in general.
I'm like, that's what you have to see. That's what you have to specify. Like, our love is real.
Just love in general.
Just throw it away.
Give it away.
Oh, God. All right, guys.
Also, for those...
Do we have anything else?
For those of you who don't know...
I tagged every... Guys, I made a reel on my page. If you follow me, I tagged everybody who I could think of.
Wow, good for you. That's too much work.
And I tagged as many people as I could with my stories the other day. If I missed you, I'm sorry, but... Yeah, I did the best I could, but you guys are all amazing, and it was
yes.
Awesome.
Yes, thank was a great you, time. Nathan, Zoe, all of the workers,
Justin.
Justin.
I met some security people that were pretty cool.
That security guy when we were in line for Heather was dope. I liked him. I don't know his name, but he was cool.
I talked to a guy. Shout out to Mount Healthy Haunted House. That I may or may not at some point become a scarer at. Because I've always wanted to fucking do that.
I kind of want to do that too, but then I have to work weekends. It's the only issue.
Ah, son of a whore. That's right.
Because they're only on weekends.
Bitch.
That's why I haven't become a scarer yet.
Bitch. I totally forgot about that. I was like, God damn it.
Literally the only reason why I haven't done it yet is because it's always on weekends.
Yeah, I forgot that guy's name. But yeah, shout out to them. Shout out to Mount Healthy Haunted House. I did give the guy a card because I think that would be a cool concept to do. Maybe if we could talk, I would love to get some people on. I would love to talk to some scarers of haunted houses.
Houses October built. I'm just saying. I need to get one of those damn microphones is what I need to do to put in my phone.
We will invest. Those things are dope.
Because the sound
guys,
is really good.
Sledgehammer Horror, throwing it out there. Follow them on YouTube. Yeah, because that threw out... I mean, the fact that we were, like, in the hallway and there was so much going on and you could hear us... Because my husband watched it, too, and he's like, I didn't hear you guys so clear. And I'm like...
I was surprised by that.
Like, we were literally standing in the hallway.
There were so many people in the hallway.
I'm like,
it was crazy
how you could hear us so clear in that interview.
But I did want to mention to you guys, in case you guys are talking about September, they are doing the show in September. It will not be in Indy. It will be in Cincinnati again at Sharonville Convention Center. It is a Nightmare on Elm Street reunion. They have since posted about that on their QR code thing. And Robert is more than likely going to be there. So just prepare yourselves. Give the man a break. He's about to be close to 80 years old. If he's tired and wants to go to bed, let the man fucking go to bed.
Him and my dad are the same age. Robert Englund is 77 years old this year.
Yeah.
77 years old. And give the man a fucking break.
The fact that he even is coming back to Cincinnati after what happened.
And I didn't know nothing about that.
Yeah.
And I had to find that out when I was there, people were talking about. And I'm like, psh, y'all are fucking crazy. Y'all need to calm down.
Truly.
It's not that serious.
And I still kept my VIP that I bought. So, like I said, if Mike and Kate end up rescheduling for September and they go, I will probably go for them. I want to meet Mike. Meeting Mike Flanagan would be amazing.
So that would be the one where me and my husband would be like, we came here to meet you for our wedding anniversary. We came to meet our favorite couple and spend our wedding anniversary with you guys. Hi.
Listen.
Honest to God, I would just, I really think they would actually appreciate that. Like, not even kidding.
Can I just say that
not even kidding. I really
it to the
do.
Point where they were like, let's go out and have a double date for dinner.
Sure,
for
your great. Anniversary. Let's do it.
I am wonderful. Coming.
You are. It's fine.
And Alex has to come too.
We'll be like, it's your anniversary too. Coincidence.
Let's get married right now.
Yeah, it's their anniversary.
Yay. It's our anniversary too.
It's everybody's anniversary.
It's their anniversary. It's your anniversary.
Like when you say it's your birthday and it's not just because you want that free fucking drink. Don't judge me.
Alex's anyway, birthday's in October. We can run with
listen,
that.
Listen, there you go.
We
birthday
can
anniversary.
That.
Yay!
What do they call those?
I fucking love it.
When you pay money to send like a message to somebody.
Oh, a cameo?
A cameo. We there can just go. Do... This is a live cameo.
Live cameo.
How much you want for a dinner? God. Going to dinner
dream,
with them...
Dream
I can't.
Come true. I would just be afraid I would just sit there and just be weird the whole
same.
Time. Like, I would be like...
See, here's the thing, though.
The masking would be off. There would be no mask. It'd be fucking mask off. Fucking man, like there would be no mask.
I that's feel like it would be awkward at first.
I would be awkward as fuck.
At first.
Yeah.
I feel like once we got used to talking to them, it wouldn't, we'd be fine. It's just the initial shell shock of like.
It would be total shell shock.
Just fangirling.
Like,
let me be a fangirl for like 5 minutes and then I'll be a completely normal.
Let me just
being.
Get on my hands and knees and Wayne's World this because I am not worthy.
Right?
I am not worthy to be in your presence right now.
I have now come, and I know I've said this in the past, that James Wan is my favorite modern horror director. Over the past couple of years, it has changed to Mike Flanagan. So meeting Mike Flanagan, well, modern, because my actual favorite horror director
Haunting of Hill House
is,
did it
Wes Craven. But
I thought like my grief was okay, and then I watched Haunting of Hill House, and I was like, nope.
I thought my religious trauma was okay. Thanks, Midnight Mass.
Yeah. So he did something with both of us. Like, we thought we were okay, and then Mike Flanagan came into our lives, and we were not okay. So
this bitch,
but in the best way,
in the best way,
possible.
Mike Flanagan, in the words of Jacob of what he said today, Mike Flanagan is bae. And I could not agree with him more. Mike Flanagan is bae.
I heart Mike Flanagan.
Like, I love him. I love everything. Like, I was sad him and Kate canceled, but I was like, also that means he's putting out new content. So I can't be mad at that. Give me all of the content.
Also, and this is totally random because I didn't want to yell across the room to this guy and look like a total freakazoid. Shout out to the guy that was wearing the Tim Dillon shirt that was standing in line to meet Eli Roth. I just wanted to say that. Shout out to you, sir. And I'm still on a hunt on the interwebs to find that fucking picture because I know somebody posted it out there somewhere. It is going to make it into the comedy somebody's going to find it and I will find that picture. But yeah, we were way too far away and I would have looked like a, yeah.
I do think it was cool. It would have been very obvious. I did see somebody wearing a Borderlands hoodie doing their picture with Eli Roth.
I'm glad that there were little, I will say there were a lot of shirts, and I'm glad with stuff like that, that it was little things that that only certain people would get the reference to. Like, that's perfect. I love when people do mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Because the Borderlands shirt was literally just the sign, and if you don't play the game, you wouldn't know that.
Tim Dillon's, it was literally his neon sign that's on his podcast. So it was literally like, you would have to know. You'd have to know, otherwise you wouldn't have any idea. But yeah, shout out to him for wearing that. And I know Eli Roth appreciated that. I just know he did. Like, I was just like, if I could have just been a fly on the wall when he walked around the corner of that curtain and Eli Roth saw that fucking shirt. Like, I'm just like, that's, it's amazing when people do things like mm-hmm. that. Like, that's just awesome. That's really
so
cool.
So, in wrapping up, Horror Hound Film Fest, you guys have got to check it out. You guys got to go to the actual Horror Hound and
support the film festival.
Support indie film. Indie please. Horror film. Because these movies, Cheryl and Compression, once they get into the right hands, they're going to be huge. And I can't wait for that for them. I really can't. They worked very hard on these films and it shows. And for everybody else that worked on the films that we haven't gotten to see yet, I hope to be able to see them in Horror Hound Rewind. To be able to see the ones that we've missed, because the thing is that indie horror, and it's like I was telling them, indie horror is what we crave. We crave new stories. We crave new. We're craving something different, and it's amazing. I love watching these movies where I can see like the shadow of these other directors, or like Horror Barbie, for Christ's sake. Like, I love where these people are going with their ideas, and I can't wait to see more. So yeah, definitely support Horror Hound Film Fest. Again, big shout out to Zoe and Justin, and honestly Ryan, Horror Fan Ryan, is the reason why we even got to do this to begin with, because Justin last year really talked about doing a press thing, and Ryan really stuck his neck out for all of us. He said he's got a bunch of podcaster friends, and Justin got it together with Zoe, and here we fucking are. They're doing awesome, press, Ryan. And I told Ryan, I was like, you're like our manager. Like, you're the manager of the podcasters. Ryan really stuck his neck out for us. So thank you so much, Ryan. Again, Zoe, and Justin. And then of course, Nathan, who pretty much is the top. I think he's the top of Horror Hound.
Another podcaster I wanted to shout out to, cause I got to meet him for the first time this year, is Brad Hargis, Old Man Brad. I just wanted to shout him out too, because this is my first year getting to meet him. So that was another podcaster I want to shout out. It's a really great community of people supporting each other, supporting podcasters, supporting independent films, supporting horror.
The celebrities are a bonus at this point. I used to only go for the celebrities. Same.
And now
they're just a bonus.
Yeah.
A film fest is top.
That's
vendors and celebrities.
That's all, like, I care about. Yeah.
I love supporting indie artists. I love supporting artists in general. And I love meeting new people.
And I just want to say, because not to take this on a dark note, but Hollywood fucking sucks. And seeing independent filmmakers thrive is letting us know that we don't fucking need Hollywood. You don't need Hollywood. These production companies don't need Hollywood. These distributors don't need Hollywood. These filmmakers don't need Hollywood. We can do it ourselves. You can do it yourself, and you can get it out there, and you can market it. And word of mouth in the horror community is huge. It's made great strides for our podcast. It's making great strides for the film industry. Fuck Hollywood. We don't need it. Indie film is where it's at. Support independent filmmakers.
Yep.
And on that note, guys, so yeah, on that note, supporting another independent filmmaker, we are releasing our interview with the Frogman director himself, Anthony Cousins. That is our episode coming out next week. And yeah, we just want to preface that we recorded that episode prior to Horrorhound.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of things mentioned in that episode that towards are probably going to confuse the hell out of people because it is towards the end. Because it was pre-recorded.
We recorded it the week before Horrorhound.
And we'll reference that in the description that this was a pre-recorded episode. But it was a great episode, and Anthony is a fan of... He's a friend to the show for life.
Mm-hmm.
And we were very, very happy and fortunate to have him on and to support.
And you guys can actually go watch Frogman.
Yes.
You can go to Vudu Apple TV.
VUDU. Yes. By the way, it is free to download.
Vudu.
But it works the same way as it is owned by Fandango, and it basically works the same as Amazon Prime. You can download it for free, but you pay. There are free movies on there. But you pay to rent or buy Frogman to stream. So please
and you support. Can do it on YouTube and Apple TV as well.
Yes.
I think he said Google Play or Google Movies or something like that. But yeah, you can actually go watch it. So definitely support him and go watch it. And we will you will be hearing our episode with him next week. We don't really talk about a lot of spoilers just because we want you guys to watch it. And it's definitely worth the watch. And then, of course, in the next few months, we'll be churning out some interviews with other independent filmmakers. And it's just like I was telling them on a Friday at the convention, we are a podcast that really likes to push indie film. So any of them that we can push, we're pushing.
We even got to tell, got to see Adam
Green
again this year and got to tell him that... Anthony said that was one of the inspirations for Frogman was Digging Up the Marrow. That is an incredible film.
That is actually a really good movie.
So good. And now I actually own a physical copy. Thank God. I wanted to for so long because
that was the coolest shit at his table. He had like scripts.
Shout out to Mike. He got the signed script.
I think that's cool as hell.
Yeah, because he was like, man, I should have got the DVD. I'm like, dude, you got the script, though. I would have gotten both, but I did not have the fundage. I said, the only reason why I bought the Blu-ray is because I wanted to own a physical copy of the movie. But the scripts are dope.
I love that. I love having scripts. I think that is such a cool thing to collect.
It is. Especially as someone who, if you really love film, that is a really like.
I have The Conjuring and Midsommar and
Exorcist
show pilot
series
because I won that one.
That was dope.
That was so cool. I still can't believe I have that. We need to do an episode on that show. Why have we
it's
not?
It's streaming. So the first season is streaming for free on Tubi. Also, if people have not seen it yet. Yeah, the first season is worth a watch, especially if you were a fan of the film, and it was really
You guys
good.
Know my history with that movie, and I still love the first season of it.
And I haven't seen the newer one. The one girl was at Horrorhound, but I don't...
Both of them were.
Yeah.
The two little girls. I have no desire to watch that.
I don't want to either. There's just too many... The only movie that has anything to do with exorcisms that I'm interested in seeing this year is The First Omen.
I really like what Ash.
I have been
year.
Obsessed with The Omen. I am obsessed with The
it's
Omen.
Great.
I love the original and the remake. I love The Omen. So I'm really looking forward to this movie.
I love what Ash said this year. She said horror fans are getting fed good this year, and she is correct. She is
that one that
correct.
Sydney Sweeney is in where she plays the nun, Immaculate or whatever. I
that
want to
looks
see that.
Good.
I've been hearing good things about that.
Chucky, the rest of the
Late Night
three,
with the Devil looks incredible. That is streaming on Shudder April 27th, I think. But it's currently in theaters. At some point in April. I'm pretty sure it's the end of
Come
April.
Come on my birthday. That'd be a great film
that would
for
be
my
dope.
Birthday. Don Mancini has confirmed a new Chucky movie that will be coming out soon, and it's going to be within the Chucky universe that he has created from the show. So, who fucking knows what's going to happen at this point?
I love him.
I love him too. I love him so much.
So in love with a very gay man, but it's fine.
I am as well.
It happens. It happens. There's a comic named Mateo Lane. Literally, if you want to see the definition of very, very hot and very, very gay. It's Mateo Lane.
Cody Fern. That man can have my babies. And we're both gay.
You're right. Cody Fern, too.
Mm. God, he is good.
I think Mateo's is because he's Italian, and I have a thing for Italian.
Cody Fern looks like a woman, so it's fine.
That's why I'm obsessed with Tilda Swinton, because I don't know what she is, and I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
That's David Bowie reincarnated.
Listen, when you don't know what you are and you don't care, I'm like, you are a queer person's dream.
Mm-hmm.
You're a dream. Because I don't care. Just whatever.
You're beautiful.
I'm game. Just let me stretch first. That's all I ask. That's all I ask. I do not want to pull a muscle. Just please let me stretch first. That is literally, and some water. Let me get some water. No dehydration, no pulled muscles. That's all I ask.
God.
That's all I ask.
All right, guys. So, like we said, make sure to watch Frogman on Vudu or iTunes. Or not iTunes. Apple TV.
Yes.
Before next week. So you can hear us talk all about the movie with the director, Anthony. Of course, you know our socials. We have Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
He has all the socials.
I'll let the FWTO podcast handle is DFWTO8811. If you have any questions, concerns, want to say hey, or have any ideas for the podcast, feel free to email us at DFWTO8493@gmail.com. And lastly, if you want to follow or subscribe, give us a review or a rating. You can follow us on Amazon Podcasts, iTunes, Podbeans, and Spotify. Make sure you follow us and subscribe so you always know when we put new episodes out and you will never get behind. Even though if you're like me, I'm so fucking behind on shit. It's fine.
I'm behind on everything. I'm behind on life.
I've been behind on life since April 27th, 1990.
Since I arrived into this world.
Actually, you know what? What's 9 months ago from then? Since I literally
conception.
Since conception.
When the two cells split.
Have you guys... This is so fucking
when the crazy. Zygote...
Have you guys ever thought about that? You just sitting around and you're like, ew, my parents had to have sex to have me.
I don't.
I did it. I do
I
it.
Can't.
I was like, that's awful.
I can't. And one of them's dead now, so it's...
Jesus Christ.
You ruined everything. Dark humor. It's how we cope.
Yep.
It's how we cope.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for your support. Please make sure to go check out Frogman, Horror Hound shit. You can go look up Horror Hound on all of the things.
Sledgehammer. YouTube.
Sledgehammer.
Check out our interview.
Check out Cheryl the Movie on Instagram. And
follow
Facebook.
Compression.
Follow Compression on Facebook and Instagram. And then, of course, we'll drop all the socials of everybody else once we start interviewing everybody. And, yeah, great stuff coming out, guys. Can't wait to share it with you. As always, thank you for your support. We love you. And remember,
don't fuck with the original.
Bye.